It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Gun violence last night in the Bronx. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
Jor Marie was in her apartment at midnight, and she heard the gunfire. The police say a man walking his dog stopped at the deli on East 180th Street in the Grand Concourse and opened fire. He shot right through the glass door of the deli and hit a man inside. He was grazed in his head. Jor Marie wasn't surprised at all.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there could be a lot of shootings happening here, but like you gotta watch out because there are like people that walk by that's not from this block, and they just start shooting people.
And her first thought when she heard the gunshot?
I was like, not again, because like a couple days ago somebody was killed right here next to my building.
In the meantime, there's an anti-gun rally planned for this evening. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Pedestrians in critical condition after being hit by a cab just before 5 this morning. Police say a taxi had a green light, and the pedestrian was crossing against a green light. It happened eastbound on Delancey Street in the Lower East Side. Police say the driver initially continued on, then returned to the intersection. No arrests as of yet, and an investigation is underway. There was a rally and stroller march scheduled for this morning in support of congestion pricing in Brooklyn. The event is sponsored by Transportation Alternatives, along with Riders Alliance and organizations called Kids Over Cars and Climate Families NYC. They want Governor Hochul to institute congestion pricing now. Elizabeth Adams is the interim co-executive director at Transportation Alternatives.
Congestion pricing would speed up buses. And for a lot of parents who find the bus, you know, an option that they would prefer to take to the subway, because it can sometimes be, you know, easier to navigate with kids, they shouldn't be forced to wait 30, 40 minutes to get on a bus.
Easier to navigate with kids because the organizations argue that fewer than a quarter of subway stations are stroller friendly. And because of the stall on congestion pricing, these organizations argue that upgrades at 23 subway stations are in limbo. Latest report of subway violence. Police say two subway riders beat a 35-year-old man unconscious on a southbound A train at the 104th Street station at Liberty Avenue in Kew Gardens Wednesday afternoon at 4:15. Police say the attack was unprovoked. Some Good Samaritans pulled the two attackers away, at least briefly, but they managed to slip away and jump off the train as it entered the station. The victim suffered a seizure and is in critical but stable condition. His physical injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. NYPD has released surveillance video of the attack. On the agenda for the New York City Council yesterday, overcrowding at animal shelters. During the pandemic, the city saw a surge in people coming to shelters to adopt pets. Now the city is apparently seeing a surge in people dropping off pets for adoption. Risa Weinstock is CEO of Animal Care Centers of New York City.
We are looking at ways to creatively house all of these animals. The intake far exceeds the physical cage space in any of the care centers.
Councilmember Joanne Shelter referred to the $33.5 million budget for the Animal Care Centers of New York.
You have $33.5 million to work with, and the rescuers in this room are putting money out of their pocket to save animals on a daily basis.
Weinstock added, less than a month after a new $75 million Animal Care Center opened in Queens, it was already operating at more than 200% capacity. This story sounds like a country music song. A truck with 500,000 frozen shrimp stolen from a parking lot in New Jersey. Police say the truck was in an industrial lot in Middlesex. Police say there is video of a thief driving off with the shrimp in the morning hours of September 5th. The shrimp was supposed to be delivered to a Costco in Monroe Township in New Jersey. The shrimp is said to be worth $300,000. It's not clear if the suspect who drove off with the truck knew there was a half million frozen shrimp in it. It's also not clear how one might propose selling half a million shrimp. An arrest in the case of an alleged wrong-way driver who crashed into a car in a hit-and-run and killed a groom the day before the groom's wedding. Police say the 17-year-old from Long Island is facing several charges, including vehicular manslaughter. He's accused of driving on the wrong side of the Henry Hudson Parkway in Upper Manhattan on the early morning hours of Saturday, August 24th. He crashed into a car carrying Kirk Walker and his cousin Rob McLaurin. Both men were killed. The two men were coming from Walker's bachelor party. Walker was set to get married the next day in New Jersey.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.